and I am. Hi, welcome to the podcast. A little complaint rant that is pretty unusual for me because I am like the last person when it comes to caring about this kind of stuff that goes in on it. First, I feel like I should give an update. Now that I'm feeling 92% of myself, I'm still a little stuffy. That was not a fun cold to deal with last week, whether it was COVID, the flu, cold, RSV. And I don't know if I mentioned this on Friday, but it was never... I had some chills and aches, but nothing debilitating. If I ever had a fever, it was a low one. Nothing that burned me up. It was just a lot of symptoms all at once on Tuesday and Wednesday. That was not great. And then... the rest of it has been a lot of blowing my nose, which has not been fun at all. In fact, that I don't want to say that's been the worst part, but it's been the most irritating part because during the worst part, I could sleep. Although Friday night, whether this had to do with what did I drink? My peanut butter vodka, whether it had to do with that or what, I woke up repeatedly throughout the night and I needed to get water. I think because my mouth was so dry. I wouldn't chalk it up to the vodka so much as I would chalk it up to not being able to breathe out of my nose, and I'm sucking all this air in and out of my mouth as much as I'm already a mouth breather, like literally, not a knuckle-dragging 1960s get-off-my-lawn type. I just have a deviated septum, and I have a very hard time breathing out of both sides of my nose. That's why it can be hard to do this at times. And I've got to talk really fast and then catch my breath and then do it all again. Anyway, I have to catch my breath over this. I'm disappointed. I'm not somebody that goes after cities, municipalities, states, countries. Like, it's hard to run these things. Well, they're so big. There's too many people. Well, remember, I think the country was never set up to have 330 million people. I know a lot of people like to think that the founders are quite prescient and had a lot of forward-thinking mechanisms in place. I don't think they could have imagined that there would be 50 states, some thousands of miles away from where they drew that thing up, and hundreds of millions of people living here. It is in the same way that people have a hard time understanding businesses. And why certain things are charged, why people get paid certain things, why, like, I read a great article last week, how people don't realize how much surge pricing they actually deal with. Now, I get it when you go to a place you want to eat, like we're talking about Wendy's, people want to know what they're going to pay. But if you're on Amazon, like I am throughout the day, they are constantly fluctuating prices. Constantly, like surge pricing and dynamic pricing, whatever you want to call it, it is more places than you already think it is. For instance, I go to Target a lot for several reasons. I bought something on Friday that I had been waiting to go on sale. It was $14.99 as opposed to $24.99. I went back there. I went back there yesterday to see if I could get more Tylenol severe cold and flu. That's my go-to when I have this stuff. And it was back up to $24.99. Now, granted, that was 2 days apart. And I know when you go to a place to eat, you don't want the price to be different all the time. But we deal with these pricing changes more than we actually realize. And like I said, the people that were very upset about... Siri, you're not on the podcast. The people that were very upset about what Wendy's was about to do didn't see the other side of things. Again, so many people can't. What is going on? Siri, you are not on this. Silent. Do not disturb. Not seeing the forest through the trees, where while some people might pay a little bit more, I would look at the other side and go, at some point, it's possible I can go to Wendy's and whatever I normally get for $3.99 is $1.99 because it's at the end of the night and I'm going to get rid of it, or it's the middle of the day and I know it's super slow. You can take it. If you're going to say the game is rigged or the game is fixed, well, master it then. If the rules are unfair, master the rules. So again, I don't get on so many places, as many people often do, can be so quick to complain. I try to be as understanding as possible. Put yourself in the shoes there. I am disappointed with the city about this, as long as everything is as upfront in this article by Kelly Kazela at The Blade. So a couple of years ago, the city stopped offering free parking around lunchtime from 11 to 2. And my first thought was, if we want to be like cities we are hoping to emulate, which is cities, Detroit, Chicago, Philadelphia, cities, you have to pay for parking in a lot of these places. If you want to go, well, it's another way that they're taking money from us. I get it, but this is what it is. Make the best of it. And you know what? You don't have to be down there. So apparently with this revenue, there has been a massive increase, more tickets, and a lot more money in the revenue sharing agreement with the city. And is it the Port Authority here? Yeah, the Port Authority. The number is up from $714,000 a couple of years ago to $914,000 last year. Meters now have to be paid between 8 and 6 Monday through Friday. And the meter hours ended at 5 before with the free parking 11 to 2, which is now gone. None of this, not a cent from what the city gets has been put back into the beautification of downtown, which is what we were told the reason for this was. And I was like, yes, anything to make downtown better, more appealing, can draw people here who want to stay here and live here, for people that come to University of Toledo or wherever, or something that brings them here to keep them here. Again, most of the cities that I think a lot of people really like or like things that they offer have paid parking in their downtowns. Now, the Port Authority director said their money is going towards being reinvested into the system with handheld devices for our enforcement officers, any associated software, and upgrading the system into multi-space meters. I get it. Like, there's no surprise there. To keep charging and to keep collecting that money, they got to have the latest, greatest software and paying bodies. As we talked about last week, bodies are the most important thing. City spokesperson Rachel Hart confirmed the city's share of meter revenue has gone unused. This is an exact quote, which is why I'm quite upset. To date, the city has received $495,000 in revenue and has not funded any projects from this fund. Now, for her to have said that, that is likely a message from the mayor out to someone who I don't know, we don't know, saying, this is on you. Like, I put this in black and white for people to see. You're the holdup. Because the mayor and the city don't want to be seen as taking in this money and just sitting on it, because it looks like a money grab. Which, again, I give latitude to cities and municipalities and governments. It's funny, you've got people who are deeply cynical and skeptical of corporations and business and government particularly, but yet they will think that they just don't have the intelligence to run these schemes. So what's it going to be? Like, you don't trust in government. You don't have the faith in their intelligence. So if you don't, why are you worried about them all working as this coalition, this cabal, to pull the wool over the average citizen's eyes? It's got to be one or the other. They're not bright. They shouldn't be in leadership. Or they're running these nefarious, sinister schemes to make us all poor. There's a lot of hypocrisy in that whole issue, which we're not going to get further into. But this bothers me. Like, I would think every cent, like dollar for dollar, most of this, as long as it doesn't pay for a person, a salary, whatever, this money, that $500,000, should be reinvested back into the city for what I said was, yes, paid parking meters downtown, put it right back into the city to draw people, to keep people here, to get more people downtown. Now, a couple of places, from the Coney Island Hot Dog on Superior and Roman's Deli. They have said that they have lost money. People come in for an $8 sandwich and they go out and they get a $10 ticket. People are getting ticketed all the time now. Now, on the other side of Monroe and Washington, people from the Blarney say they have not seen any dip in customers or revenue. They'll even throw some money towards people for these parking meters. I cannot necessarily take Some of the restaurants, the two that lamented, lost revenue and profits and customers at face value because there's other things that are potentially in play, such as maybe your costs have gone up, and understandably so. Higher costs means there's likely to be fewer customers. Also, one of the other things that is absolutely set in stone, that is unequivocally accurate with all this, we see now that people on the lowest end of the income chain, they have made the greatest wage gains in the last handful of years. The people who made the littlest amount of money, the smallest amount, have made the most gains. Does that put them into another bracket? Not necessarily. But the other thing that's pretty concrete is the extra money that all of us got and had seems to have been whittled away. It seems like more people than ever are dipping into savings, and there is the beating of people's credit cards, and the debt is skyrocketing in that regard. So prices have gone up, people eating out less, less disposable income for an $8 or $10 sandwich, so fewer customers. While the timelines might align then, paid parking, fewer customers, parallel on that timeline is higher costs and less disposable income. But I'm very disappointed, and I hope the city rectifies this. And if there's an answer out there, I'd love to hear what it is, because that's a lot of money to just be sitting there not used on ways that, again, we can continue to make downtown a better place than it is now and was 5 and 10 years ago.